Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 28th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Not Ashamed. Scripture text is a familiar passage to many of us from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. There are many ways we witness for our Lord. This year we received a Christmas card and letter from one of our longtime friends that included a simple gospel presentation that brought tears to my eyes. It was the customary Christmas letter that included the family update, which will likely be read by both Christians and non-Christian friends alike. It begins by sharing of several warm Christmas memories so many of us would identify with. But then he goes on, and I quote, "The best memory of all is that of the Christmas story. The Old Testament warned us that God's ways are far above our ways. Some of you have seen the movie, The Passion of the Christ. We sometimes lose sight of the fact that the man beaten and hung on a cross came, as we all did, as a baby born to a woman. We do well to celebrate his birthday. We do better to realize his death and this victorious resurrection on Easter. Finally, to accept his death on the cross as payment for our sins, God's gift to us." Paul declared in one of my favorite verses, "I am not ashamed of the gospel." Today I stand, along with my friend and millions of others who continue to maintain and proclaim to a resistant, rejecting world that this glorious gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. That is the main message the world needs to hear. Every one of us who believes in the biblical gospel has this call, and the motto of every Christian should be, "I am not ashamed." As our world continues its plunge into wickedness and shamelessly promotes it, Christ's true church needs to stand firm for the gospel. Today, as individuals scattered around the world, let us stand unashamed for this gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the only power of God for salvation. Let us be faithful.
Jesus, may the work of the Holy Spirit be evident through my words, my actions, and the fervency of my daily walk with you. May the power of your Holy Spirit help me never to be ashamed, embarrassed, or apologetic about declaring the gospel message to those around me. May my Christian walk be a demonstration of the transforming power of God to those I reach. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And that is our prayer for the two of us today, and our prayer for each reader as well. You may want to also pray that prayer with us. Well, this is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. Our website is just that, www.DailyEncouragement.net. Each day we prepare this podcast along with the updated to the website and email list and RSS feeds. And we're thankful for those that seem to appreciate our ministry. And we do desire to encourage. And how grateful we are to have the feedback we receive concerning people that are encouraged. And of course today, that encouragement to you is not to be ashamed of the gospel. Well, you're listening to a podcast today, thus you have audio capabilities on your computer. Let me point you to a song that has a great message by a group called the Newsboys. It's called I'm Not Ashamed, and there's a link to that if you go to the website today, or if you came to this from the email list, you can get to that link there as well. And it's just got a great message regarding not being ashamed of the gospel. And I hope that would be said concerning each one of us. Well, I'm Stephen C. Weber. My wife, Brooksine, assists me each day. Be encouraged this day and stay faithful.